Right now, the story that I think is one of the nicest stories that I've ever had the privilege of covering. In this time of giving, where everyone's giving and we're talking about giving, this is a story that tops them all when it comes to just plain generosity. I heard this story, and I'm going to try not to break into tears talking about it. 31-year-old Navy veteran Rachel Schultz from Harvard, Illinois, was diagnosed with kidney disease, and she had stage 5 kidney disease. She took matters into her own hands, and she created a massive campaign to get a kidney. Flash ahead, there's 27-year-old Nicole Gabarick, a Lake Moore police officer, who's on her night shift, and she just so happened to see a post on Facebook about this donation of a kidney, and she decided out of the clear blue that she was going to donate a kidney to Rachel. The operation happened, it was a success, and now we have two women who are bonded by this wonderful story of organ donation. I'm going to welcome both Rachel and Nicole to the show. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hi. Doing good. How are you?
Good. Do I have Rachel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is Nicole there? Okay, I lost her. But I'm going to talk to Rachel for a minute. Rachel, tell our listeners a little bit about your condition and why you needed a kidney so badly.
Well, as you said, being a 31-year-old, usually you don't really expect to get that kind of diagnosis, you know. I was actually 28 when I was diagnosed initially, and at that time it was stage 3. And at that point in time, I was told within 3 to 5 years, I would need a kidney transplant. And at that point, it was kind of surreal. You know, you get that kind of news and it's like, wow, what am I supposed to do? I'd never heard of kidney disease. No one in my family had it, anything like that. So being the kind of person that I am, took it into my own hands to learn as much as I could about the type of disease that I had, which is, the technical term is IgA nephropathy, but it's commonly called Berger's disease. And it's essentially where your body attacks itself. It's an autoimmune disease, and it specifically attacks your kidneys. So fast forward a few years. So last year around, I think it was the 4th of July, was when I actually started on dialysis. I'd progressed far enough to where both of my kidneys were functioning less than 10%. And I was to the point where I had to go to a dialysis center 3 times a week.
And Rachel, you were talking a little bit about how difficult it was for you. We only have a few seconds before I have to go to a break, but just tell our listeners really quickly, how many hours a day were you in this dialysis?
Well, initially, when I was doing it in center, it was about 4 to 4.5 hours. I then progressed to actually doing it at home, but that was 4 days a week, and that was about 3 hours when I did it at home.
Okay, let me take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Nicole, who was the donor for the kidney transplant. This is the Karen Conti Show on WGN. Welcome back to the Karen Conti Show. We're here with the story of generosity. Rachel Schultz needed a kidney, and Nicole Gabarick was generous enough to see her plea on Facebook and responded. I'm back. Welcome to the show again, Rachel and Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Okay, so Rachel needs a kidney, and Nicole, you're a police officer. How old are you?
I'm 27.
And tell me, I want to hear the moment when you're scrolling through Facebook I take it you're at work and maybe taking a break. And tell me how you see this post and what you thought.
I was actually working a side job at the time, which was basically just sitting in the car doing overnight security. So a lot of downtime and scrolling through Facebook. And since I moved up to the Lake Moore area, I have some friends now that live in the Harvard area, and I don't know who posted it, but somehow it came across my Facebook page. Obviously an intriguing title, you know, could you be the one to save my life or donate a kidney? And I knew right away that I was the same blood type. So I just filled out, you know, the basic questionnaire, and it got rolling from there.
Okay. And so did you tell anybody that you were going to do this before you actually contacted Rachel?
I didn't, you know, meet Rachel or get in contact with her until after the donation, actually. But I didn't really even tell anyone that I was considering this until a lot of the blood work and the DNA test had kind of come back as a positive, because I know a lot of people get knocked out, and I just didn't want to start telling people until it was a sure thing.
Now, so you did this and you come back and you're a perfect match. You're in very good physical shape and you're a match for Rachel. And just honestly, when you started telling your parents and telling your friends, did some people try to talk you out of it, saying, you don't even know this woman? Why would you do something like this?
Yeah, I'd say some people in my life were definitely more apprehensive than others. Like, everyone sees it as a good thing at the end of the day, but my family and my loved ones, I guess, care about me above people they don't know, which is natural. That's not a judgment. When I told my mom, she kind of gasped, and she was like, you what? And I was like, well, I'm just in the process. I don't know yet. We're still, you know, going on the blood work, and I explained it for a couple minutes. And then my dad walked over, and 2 minutes later, she's going, Nicole's going to donate a kidney.
So Rachel, you find out that you have a donor who's matching perfectly. And what are you thinking about this woman? I mean, what's going through your head besides, I'm finally going to get a kidney, and I'm excited about it? What are you thinking? When are you thinking of Nicole, a woman you've never met?
Well, initially, I actually didn't know anything about my donor until afterwards, after the surgery. So I didn't know if it was a male, a female, where they were from, anything. So with getting the news that, hey, we found a kidney, someone's going to donate, we're planning to do it on this date, it was still really surreal for me, because I've heard a lot of stories from a lot of the kidney conferences I go to, that a lot of people get a donor lined up and then something happens. Either somebody gets sick, a life event happens, and the donor backs out. So for me, I kind of waited until pretty much the day of to really get excited and amped up about, hey, I'm actually getting a kidney, because I didn't want to get super excited and then something happened for whatever reason and then just get let down, like, okay, well, no, I'm going to still have to be on dialysis and all that yucky stuff.
So, you know, a lot of people don't ask these questions, but I guess I'm just a little interested in it from a medical standpoint. I'd like to ask both the donor and the donee what the operation was like and how much pain you had and how much downtime you had. So let's start with Nicole. Tell me exactly what you had to do, like how long were you in the hospital, and what kind of the pain level and recovery time?
So I went into the hospital Wednesday morning, December 4th. They numb you up, they give you a number of drugs, and then you have the surgery, you come out, you're still kind of coming off of those things. But at no point did I have any pain. Oh. And I know that my nurses didn't believe me, no one believed me, but my throat kind of hurt from intubation, and like my stomach was upset from some of the drugs they were giving me. But the incisions, nothing. I've not had any ounce of discomfort or pain.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, I was back in the gym after 5 days actually doing cardio, and if I worked a normal desk job, I probably would have been back a week later.
That's fabulous. Work. Absolutely fabulous. And I don't know if that's how everyone reacts to that surgery, but Rachel, tell our listeners what your surgery was like.
So for the pre-operation setup, it was pretty much everything the same as Nicole. Mine on the backside obviously was a little different. Hers, they were taking away a kidney. For mine, you know, I was receiving one. So the one thing that a lot of people don't know is kidney, or at least with the kidney disease I have, they don't take your own kidneys out. They leave them in, and you actually get a third kidney, and they put it in the front.
Oh, okay.
So you actually have three kidneys instead of just the two. So for me, it ended up, the first night was kind of rough just because everything is sore. They end up cutting into your abdominal wall, and they have to do a lot more with creating new connections to get everything to work right with the new kidney. But after that, I was also pretty much like Nicole. I was off the pain meds. I was just doing Tylenol. And the only reason I had to wait a few days to go home is because of certain medications they have to give you for anti-rejection. But I was home, or went in for surgery Wednesday, and I was home on Saturday.
And Nicole, you've donated the kidney now, and is there anything that you have to be careful of because you're operating with only one kidney, or are you pretty much good with one kidney?
I just have to be cautious of possibly developing a higher blood pressure, which just means watching my sodium intake. But I actually had a very low blood pressure going into this, so I might just come out normal.
I take it you're in good shape. That's what all the news accounts are saying.
I'm flattered by that, and I will take the compliment. I'm in perfect health, apparently.
So at some point, and if you just tuned in, we're talking about Rachel Schultz, who was in bad need of a kidney. She had stage 5 kidney disease, and Nicole, a complete stranger, donated her kidney to Rachel. And at some point after the operation, you got each other's names and all this, and you met. Tell us about the meeting. You want to tell us, Rachel?
Sure can. So, like I said, I didn't actually know who my donor was to begin with. I know with Nicole, she actually was able to see my post and actually see who I was. But I kind of was in the dark until the day of. So they actually had us meet the day after surgery. You know, we're both looking really good in our sexy hospital gowns. And so she actually came up to my room and we got to meet for the first time. And when she walked in, I'm kind of telling myself, like, I don't really know what to say, but I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. And as soon as she walked in, I'm like, I start kind of like tears are running down my face. I'm like, I'm crying. I'm like, I was not supposed to do this. And it's just really kind of surreal to actually meet someone who, without exaggerating, you can say saved your life. And it's amazing. Just the feeling. And all you can really say is thank you. There's no real words to actually express besides that.
And Nicole, what's going through your head when you're meeting Rachel for the first time? It's got to be an overwhelming feeling that you've helped someone in exactly what she said and basically saving her life.
Yeah, I mean, it continues to impact me every time Rachel says it. Like, obviously I knew I was saving her life, but it's still, I don't know, it still dawns on me, I guess, and that's a lot. But I panicked like the minute before I walked into her room to meet her because I was like, wait, what do I say? I don't know what you say to someone that now has your kidney in them.
No Hallmark card written for this one, right?
No, there is not.
So I want you to quickly, this is a life-changing experience, and I know it's all very new to both of you, but what, you know, wisdom have you each gained from this? And Rachel, I heard you talk a little bit about, on another radio station, about what this message is sends you as far as you taking charge of your life and getting this kidney. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure can. So for me, it kind of started even when I first was diagnosed with my kidney disease. And there were some diagnoses I didn't necessarily agree with. And a friend of mine, she actually had thyroid cancer. And we both kind of came to the conclusion that you really need to be your own advocate. So if there's something you don't like, something you don't agree with, you need to voice your opinion. And if your doctor doesn't listen, go get a second opinion. And thankfully, all of my doctors that I worked with, especially at Rush, where we had the surgery performed, were amazing. They would answer any of your questions. If there was any issues, they would work through it with you and make sure that everything was, all the information was out there and you understood what was going on.
Well, and even in getting the kidney, you know, you organized your own campaign and went online and you went to ball games with a t-shirt on that says, I need a kidney. You know, you took a chance writing to a local radio station, which is how the connection ended up happening. I mean, you really took matters into your own hands, which I think is very good advice for much of life.
Well, exactly. And I actually got the idea of doing that from those conferences I went to. A lot of people, usually, it's not necessarily always the kidney donor because you are so exhausted. So I still do have a full-time job while doing dialysis, and I'm very lucky that I'm able to do that. Not a lot of kidney patients who are on dialysis are able to do that because you are so tired and exhausted all the time. So a lot of people who are in that situation have like a kidney champion is what they call it. Well, for me, I was like, you know what? I can take my weekends and I can do that. So, you know what? This weekend, I'm going to make flyers and we're going to have family members each get 10 and hand them out. And then the next weekend, I will mail some out to the local VFWs.
Nicole.
And then the next weekend, I'll make my shirts, like all sorts of stuff.
You got yourself organized and you got yourself a game plan. And Nicole, just we don't have a whole lot of time, but what has this, I mean, you're in the business of helping people and saving people. You're a police officer. You're out there on the street every day trying to help people. What is the message that you would like people to hear about this experience of you donating a kidney to save somebody's life?
Just to, you know, hear the message of how easy it was and I had a very supportive workplace. Illinois legislation is making it really easy to do the donations and take the time off work. But I think people just would be astounded to know how quickly I turned around and was completely okay. But at the very least, I've been a whole blood or plasma donor my whole life, platelets. I'm on the bone marrow registry. Like, if more people could just sign up for something like that, I think that'd be a tremendous takeaway to start with.
Rachel Schultz and Nicole Gebrick, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for sharing this great story. I wish you the best of health and everything good in 2020.